Roses are red, violets are blue, the love that you need is that from you to you. Thanks to how our culture approaches it, with the winged babies and the big red hearts, February 14th is perhaps the loneliest day of the year. But it really doesn't have to be. This week, on the program, as well as in the issue, we're taking a look at the importance of showing yourself some love. Hello, Laurier. This is the Chordcast. Expressed in this program are those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily reflect the intentions of the content or the opinions of any other members of the Chord staff or volunteers. Now, on to the program. Hi everybody! Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Chordcast, the Chord's weekly podcast. As always, I, Carlos Wild, host of the program, am joined by a panel of our editorial board to talk about some pertinent topics. Obviously, this is Valentine's Day this week, so we're going to put a Valentine's Day spin on today's episode. We're going to have some fun. Who do I have with me here today?
I'm Shai, the Arts and Life Editor.
I'm Emily, the Opinion Editor.
And I'm Michael, the Senior Copy Editor.
Excellent. So we're all here. We're all excited about Valentine's Day. Michael is dressing up in red-themed colors. I think Emily is as well, and Shai is not.
Wearing all black.
Mood. Set it up for Wednesday. All red. So obviously the issue comes out on Wednesday, and because we're hitting right on Valentine's Day, we themed a lot of the content around Valentine's Day. What's going on in the issue this week, guys? What's in there that's worth looking forward to, Shai?
Well, I have a writer, Evangeline. She wrote about long-distance relationships, how to keep that romance alive.
And my writer, Adina, is writing about heart health, which is very informative and I think a good spin to have on a Valentine's Day topic.
Now, before we continue here, do you mean heart as in...
Literal heart health.
Okay. Perfect. And Michael.
And an opinion volunteer named Aaron... He's writing on love. More broadly.
We did not draft Michael to set this
I
up.
I thought you would have brought up the kink shaming one.
He panicked. It was a panic answer.
But anyway, lots of great content in this issue this week. I'm writing my first sports article, which I'm pretty excited
about.
That's
exciting.
So that's kind of fun. It's about swimming and about the meet that was over this past weekend. So definitely check that out. But we're going to move right into the program here. The feature in this week's issue is talking about something a little bit strange. We took a self-love theme to the present issue. And the feature this week is on a concept, I believe it's pronounced sologamy. Sologamy or sologamy, which is when a person marries themselves. Shai, how do you feel about that?
I think there's a lot of weird things in this world. Okay. It's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Not for me. But
and why would you say that? Why would it not be for you?
I want to marry a different person. Someone not myself.
That's insightful. I like it. All right. Emily, any thoughts?
I mean, it's not the weirdest thing I've ever heard. There's people
marry actual objects.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I know that there's a guy that's been featured on TLC who's in a relationship with his car.
TLC.
I'm like Shai, it's not for me, but power to anyone who wants to do it.
Michael, would you marry yourself?
I see myself enough. I deal with myself too often. So no. And like, I mean, no judgment. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, just you do you, but that's just, I deal with myself too often.
Right. Is it legal?
Well, that's the thing that's so interesting about it is that it isn't. I mean, it's not illegal. I mean, what is a marriage, right? A marriage generally as a legal document is binding two people together in a state of a civil union, right? And so their things become the property of both of them, and their money becomes the property of both of them. But if you're marrying yourself, I mean, you already have all your own stuff.
Can you divorce yourself?
You know, it's again the same sort of
thing. I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
It's much pain.
That would be typical, right? I mean, that's the thing. I think
sign that prenup.
I think that that's what makes it such an interesting idea, is that, sure, maybe it seems to cheapen the institution of marriage a little bit, but come on, so has our culture, right? I mean, what is marriage now anyways? But yeah, it's less of a formal or religious thing and more of just a declaration and a celebration of loving yourself, of self-love. And that's a good thing, right, Chai?
Yeah, I mean, you can just throw a party, though. You don't have to get married to yourself.
Party for me.
Yeah. All
right, Chai, you're going to be marrying yourself. This is hypothetical.
Okay.
All right. What is this wedding going to look like for you?
Oh, man, in a town hall.
Town
obviously.
Hall?
Where else
okay.
are you going to have it?
Well, you could have it in a church.
No.
Michael, you're marrying yourself, hypothetically here.
If what it would look like.
Yeah, what would your wedding, what would you be wearing?
I would probably be wearing a pair of cowboy boots, a pair of, what are those cowboy pants? The one with the tassels on.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, gotta go for the full cowboy outfit.
Okay, and why is that? What's the significance
of
that?
I don't know, just to kind of treat myself, I guess.
Fair.
And then I would take myself, and my significant other, in this case would be myself.
Yeah.
And I would take us / me on a lovely weekend getaway.
Where to?
Probably in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Just to chill. Just to enjoy time together.
What's the word you keep using? Master date?
Master date, yeah. I mean, I guess I'd be in one big, huge master date.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So long.
I guess you gotta use that outfit, right? Because so what I'm thinking, when you say you're going to the middle of nowhere dressed up as a cowboy, I'm thinking the desert. Am I right?
I mean, as long as there's like solitariness.
Okay.
In the environment.
If anyone saw you, they'd be a little unnerved.
just a bit.
Just a little bit.
I would be looking for a horse to ride.
Yeah. Be a weird outfit to wear like on a boat or something, right?
But I mean, hey, I'm sure it's been done before.
And there's weirder things.
Emily. Tell me about your wedding to yourself.
I mean, you might as well take the Michael route and just like not care. So that'll be my chance to wear something completely outrageous. Probably do it at City Hall. Get
okay.
some random people there to witness this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like shy though. I wouldn't.
The dress I'm picturing is like those 80s wedding dresses. You
yeah,
know, like
same.
Ridiculous, hideous.
Over the top,
yeah.
Now, obviously, before we began here, I did make you all full aware of everything that we were going to be talking about here, and I asked you to write down your vows to yourself on your wedding night.
Yes, of course. The prepared vows.
Do any of you have those ready to read to me now, Shai?
Yeah. Let's see. Shai. Cheyenne. Keep rocking. Love Shai.
And what are you vowing to yourself?
Oh, what am I vowing?
Yeah, I can see it written on your card there.
To never give myself a bad haircut ever again. That was a dark time for us.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Never go back to blonde highlights. Another dark time for us.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of that hair centered.
Yeah.
What about bangs? You wouldn't go back to
never,
that?
Never bangs again.
No.
Sorry, Shai. I didn't mean to do that to you. I vow.
I vow.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And Emily, can you read your vows out for us?
Mine would have to be something also hair related, because a lot of my bad decisions revolve around.
Are you reading off the card right now?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mine would have to be something hair related.
Yeah, no. I vow to never cut off all my hair again and dye it purple, because I'm having an identity crisis. Yeah, and that's not gonna happen again. Just you do you, fam.
And Michael, the cowboy vows.
I actually wrote mine in the style of haiku.
Oh,
actually, so 5-7-5.
Okay.
So if I can perform it for you now, it's Michael, what a guy. I think that was five. Great is he, so great. Yeah, what a guy.
That's what they call a bomb.
That was a tearjerker.
That's a, I mean, yeah. It took a lot out of me to write that. I really poured my heart out.
I saw you were sitting in the concourse today. You had your pen and paper.
Tears were spilling down onto the page.
Can you all do me a favor if you actually see me crying in the concourse? Please don't walk by. Please make sure I'm okay.
Crying to yourself. Alone. Oh, God.
So those are beautiful. I feel like the three of you just got married today, here in this room.
To ourselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. It'd be weird if you married each other.
That's a whole other bag.
That's right. Okay, so let's move on with some similar content here. Now, Shai, you dropped a real nice term in the middle of our earlier conversation there. Can you tell me what that term was?
No.
Completely no. Okay, yeah, I can.
Okay.
It was RuPaul related.
Oh, gosh. What was it?
Yeah. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Oh.
Okay.
Classic quote.
That's beautiful, but it's not what I was looking for.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The term I'm looking for is master date.
Oh, yes. Master date.
Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Oh. Yes, I can. So, master date, as I think Michael adequately described, it's when you go to a desert alone.
And your family, you're looking for a horse.
Outfit is key. You don't actually have to be in a desert, just a date for yourself that you finish with yourself. Finish. Quite literally, finish.
When was the last time? Yourself. When was the last time that any of you took yourselves on a date?
A date?
Never.
I don't think I've ever labeled it as a date. I just go out by myself, you know?
I guess I've left the house alone.
No, but it's leaving the house alone to do something special for yourself.
Okay.
Okay, oh yeah. I went and saw The Fault in Our Stars when it first came out.
It's been that long for you?
Okay, well then I came home and I had to call the ambulance for my dad, so it's like,
never
go alone. No, it wasn't serious. It's fine. He was fine.
This isn't how they're supposed to end.
Okay,
yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Emily, the last time you took yourself out.
No, I've never actually seen a movie by myself, and I feel like that's something I should try to do, because I've heard it's an experience that is actually enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Another article I have in the Arts and Life section.
There we go. I don't know. I always feel like I'd be too self-conscious, but I feel like people really don't care if you're at the movies alone. So
absolutely
I think that's something I have to try.
Absolutely, and I mean there are rules. Like I felt strange when I wanted to go see Cinderella by myself. as a humongous guy, I feel like I would make people very uncomfortable going to a children's movie by myself. But in general, I like going to the movies alone.
Yeah.
To see age-appropriate films.
Age-appropriate.
Isn't that something Jake said? You can't go to a grown man, can't go to Disney movies alone.
You can't, not alone. I mean,
you also, a few people I've seen by themselves, they make comments, like general comments aloud to themselves.
Yikes.
That sounds awful.
About the movie, and it's very uncomfortable.
Did not realize they were experts. That's good.
Yeah.
That's somebody on a mask.
And I don't think any of us would do that, so we're fine.
And we are moving along to the last time that Michael took himself out. For a special afternoon with a special guy.
It was in a dream.
That doesn't count.
No. I can't remember the last time I took myself on a date, but I can name a time. I was looking for something to do, and I ended up treating myself to go see a movie, and then I went to Chapters.
Classic experience.
It's good.
What movie was it?
It was the remake of Ghostbusters.
Amazing.
Okay, yeah. It was a fun movie.
Yeah,
it would have been a fun day. And that's kind of what we're getting at, and what a lot of our issue gets at is, who cares if you've got someone special on this Valentine's Day? It's overrated, and, you know, they probably don't like you that much anyway if you do have someone. So if you are single and alone, love it, because you're your own best friend. Be your own best friend. You're awesome. And show yourself some self-love. Would anybody like to express any similar sentiment in a better way than I've just put it there? Maybe like a little softer?
I can try.
Okay.
My own best friend, if this is the case, if it's me, knows too much about me. So that's kind of scary. But no, that's just a joke. But I mean, I do have a best friend that is not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, she's great.
Both are good, though. You're good, she's good.
We're both good
together. Okay, you're ruining the song. Don't listen to Michael. Love yourself, because you rock. And
don't love your significant other. Is that what I'm getting from this?
This is for the lonely people. That just sounds cruel. I'm sorry. This is going really well.
Self-love.
Okay. Self-love issues. So let's move along to the last section of the podcast.
That was the final note.
I'm glad we're not summing up on that note.
This is when we have something good. So we don't have to end on dark things like that. So along with your vows, I'm sure you all wrote down on that card that I gave you. It was the card with the gold outline.
Oh yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had your names printed on it, calligraphied on it. Is it calligraphy? Is that the...
Feels right.
Sure.
Okay, feels cool. Right.
I'm into it.
Go for it. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, as always, we end the program with you guys telling me something good from your lives, from the past week. Something that you watched, something that you experienced, something that you felt, whatever the case. I just want to hear something good from you. So, let's go to Shy. Can you tell me something good from your week?
My weekend experience. Let's see. I played a lot of old... to me, video games.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Can you tell us about those video games?
Yeah, it was Dragon Age Origins. I Snapchatted about it, so mm-hmm. I wasn't alone in the experience. It was really cool. It was like the first video game I ever like really dug.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice moment to relive.
That's awesome. And Emily.
My something good. Will be coming up this Thursday when I'm done on my assignments.
That can be when you come on the program next week.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh Lord, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of New Girl on Netflix. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's been watching that nonstop. I mean, every time I see her,
I enjoy it. It's fun.
If it makes you feel good, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And Michael, something good.
So we're not allowed to do something in the near future. That's fine. on Saturday,
did you have something in the near future?
Yeah.
If you've really put a lot of thought into it, I won't put you on the spot like Emily.
So thanks, can Kyle. I do something? You can.
You can.
Okay.
You
right.
Got privilege.
I got privilege, apparently.
You got privilege.
On Friday, I am taking a flight to London, England for my first vacation in a very long time to go see my girlfriend, and I am very excited for it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
You've been there before?
No, I actually haven't been
there. Did you just say it was your first time? I think you did, and I just asked you every time.
It's okay, Carlos. I know you need to be explained.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate it. Well, I hope you have fun. And thanks to all of you for coming on the program today. As always, we have a great time. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, that's to all of you listening. Give me an email at features@thecord.ca. Whatever you want to say, I want to hear from you, what you like about the program, what you don't, how we can fix things. And just thanks for listening. Have an awesome Valentine's Day, and love yourself. Good. Okay, bye for now.
A big thank you to all the staff and volunteers at The Cord and Walusa for making this program possible. Our music was provided by Steve Dave for Life.